As atrocities in Ukraine mount, the country's ambassador appealed to the General Assembly to hold Russia accountable and suspend them from the Geneva-based Human Rights Council.
All you need to do is to press the yes button and to save the Human Rights Council and many lives around the world and in Ukraine. On the other hand, pressing no means pulling a trigger.
Russia, denying all wrongdoing, accused the West of double standards.
What we're seeing today is an attempt by the United States to maintain its dominant position and total control to continue its attempt at human rights colonialism in international relations.
Russia lobbied hard, convincing China to vote against suspension.
Such a hasty move at the General Assembly, which forces countries to choose sides, will aggravate the division among member states, intensify the confrontation between the parties concerned. It is like adding fuel to the fire.
In the end, 23 countries sided with Russia. 93 voted in favor of suspension. But India, Brazil, and South Africa were among 58 countries that abstained, saying an investigation should be concluded first. Mexico also abstained.
I think it creates more polarization.
A country that supported previous resolutions deploring Russia's aggression.
Mexico is in favor of everything that will keep inclusion and dialogue on the table.
Still, the U.S. ambassador who initiated the vote hailed the decision as a victory.
Today, the international community took one collective step in the right direction. We ensured a persistent and egregious human rights violator will not be allowed to occupy a position of leadership on human rights at the UN.
The 47-member Human Rights Council launched an investigation into possible war crimes in Ukraine while Russia was still a member, over Russia's objections. Now it will release its findings without Russia, who, after becoming only the second country to be suspended from the council, announced it was quitting. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, the United Nations.